Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
I was just on the line with you. The call just dropped. 33064.
I said, oh my goodness, where did she go?
I said, oh, it's really a scam. She hung up on me.
I'm so sorry. No, not at all. It's not. I'm thinking you hung up because it was just unsuccessful finding you. So
no.
I'm glad you called back, Miss Day. Okay, remind me of the first, the last four, please, and the first six of the card that was charged, please.
I don't have the card with me. I can only give you the last four. 2, 6,
okay.
2, 4.
Thank you. So it's all about just being able to find you. Let's see.
I'm getting text messages about the item, so not text messages, emails. So
emails. Okay, well, 2, 6, 2, 4, and you keep saying there's no one else that could be.
No.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. This is not. I don't know. So you're getting the notices, but you're not in the system.
I'm emailing back in a response right now to customer support.
Are you everything has to be by voice if you want to cancel or refund or any of that.
I get a text message 3 o'clock in the morning from customer support thanking me for my purchase, which I did a survey. The survey, I have T-Mobile phone company. I get a notification, you have a survey to take. You might win a prize. I take the survey, I win a prize, I choose which one of the items that I want, which was like a wristwatch thing to test your pressure and your heartbeat and whatever. And it says all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. And there's a customer service contact all the way to the bottom. I reach out to the customer service, and a live person like you answered me, and she said, it's not a scam. We send you a tracking number after the item is sent. We send you the tracking number. We use USPS postal service. It is a legit thing. I said, okay. I went ahead and did the pay for shipping and handling only. 2 days later, I get an email telling me, thank you for your purchase, $77.36, and it's on authorization hold on my bank app. I call up my bank and I let them unauthorize it. But I'm getting another email again thanking me for clicking and purchasing the item. That's not what I did at all. I clicked to pay for the shipping and handling. The prize was free. That's exactly what I saw. That's exactly why I went along with it.
So I'm looking now after you have said that, and I understand. And I'm so sorry for the confusion. So you know what it looks like? Number one, I can't find you, and I don't know why. So I'm thinking, have you spoken to your bank at all?
I spoke to my bank yesterday, but there's a new authorization today. Again, a second one.
So this kind of pricing, billing, looks like, Ms. Day, like one of those accounts where you receive something at a low price or a free price, and then you're brought into a subscription. I can't see
something
your account.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, because it's telling me thank you for your purchase, which obviously I didn't purchase. If I want to purchase one like that, I would go about it looking for it on Amazon or whatever else. I went ahead with it because, like I said, I have T-Mobile phone company, and it was a T-Mobile notification in my email. I open it up. It says, take a survey. At the bottom of the survey, they have a bunch of other people saying, oh, my God, I got it 2 days later. I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't, you know, you have to read terms and conditions, you know. Even reviews can be that the company is writing it themselves, you know. It's
yes.
Not necessarily, yeah. So you have to really see what the offer is. So, Miss Day, I'm not finding you. You need to speak to the bank.
How come you can't find me? So try my email, because I'm getting customer service correspondence.
My pleasure. Go ahead, please.
My email is my name, GenevieveDay0@gmail.com.
Okay. Zero the number or zero the word?
Zero the number.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, would you spell that Genevieve for me again, please?
Okay, it's the letter V and the letter E. Repeat
it
a few times.
Is it G like goat or V like Victor, starting the word off?
G like good.
Right.
E like egg. Okay, let me just talk because it's a long name. Blah, blah, blah. It's annoying.
So hold on one minute. Let me see if I still have it from the other spelling. I still have
G-E,
it. I have it.
GenevieveDay, like one word, small letters.
GenevieveDay0@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So, Genevieve Day, what's next?
Zero@gmail.com.
Euro, EURO?
What?
What did you say after Genevieve Day?
Zero, the number.
Oh, zero. Thank you. Put the number zero or the word zero?
Mama.
Thank you.
Zero, the number.
Understood. And so the
GenevieveDay0@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that didn't come up on me either. What usually comes always is the. Let me see here. Wow. I've tried that, and I'm trying your number. I don't know not why you're not. Is it? Would you have spelt it wrong, or?
There's nothing to spell on my end. There's nothing on my end to spell. I accepted the pay for shipping and handling charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a customer email 2 days later. Thank you for your purchase, which I've obviously I didn't make a purchase. And now you can't even find me in the system. So who's taking this money from my bank account?
Yeah, I understand.
Meanwhile, I'm getting emails back and forth. I already have 3 emails from customer support about this item.
I'm very surprised that I can't find you.
Because it's a scam, that's why. But I was able to talk to a customer service the same night before I confirmed that it is a pay for shipping and handling. I spoke to a young lady, that's why I saved the number, that's why I can call you back.
Okay. Ms. Day, I'm just wondering what the... So, the company is pleased to help you with whatever you want done, but it's just the finding of you. You understand?
So, can you talk to a supervisor, somebody else, reach out to somebody else to find out what's going on?
I actually...
Because obviously I'm getting customer... I'm getting emails
mm-hmm.
back and forth.
Yes. I'm actually waiting on a response because that's one of the things I was doing was reaching out already to the team. And waiting for a response there.
While you're doing that, please save my number so in case you should lose contact again, that you personally can call me back because I keep going over the same thing over and over with different people.
Well, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Oh, my spelling change again. Genevieve, G-E-N-E or G-E-N-I?
No, go ahead. Tell me what you have.
I said, is it G-E-N-I or G-E-N-E?
No, honey, tell me what you have. Tell me what you have.
Oh, what I did was erase it by accident, so I'm respelling it.
Oh, my God.
G-E-N-E or G-E-N-I, just remind me.
Mama, we're just going round and round in circles. I just woke up. I'm getting a headache already.
Ma'am,
let me spell it for you. Let me spell it for you. Let me spell it for you, please. We're going round and round in circles. Okay. G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E.
Thank you. That's what I had. Let's see here. Yeah, when we can't find you, it's also for us like going in a circle. So we do want to find you.
I'm getting communication by email, so somebody is communicating with me.
Mm-hmm. How much were you billed?
$11 and change for the shipping and handling and $77.36 for the item.
$11.36, you said?
Hold on. $77.36 for the item.
$77.36,
Hold on. And there's also a shipping charge. $11 and change for the shipping.
Okay. And remind me of the last four, please.
2426.
Thank you. And you don't have the last six, right? It's not the full part, the first six, I mean.
No, I don't have the card with me right now.
Okay. Are you on the joint bank account with a spouse or anyone else?
Honey, I live by myself. I'm the only one made the purchase.
Understood.
There's no other option of any other person being on any account other than myself.
It's a mystery why we cannot find you.
Because it's a scam, that's why.
Well,
it shouldn't
ma'am,
be
very
a mystery
honestly,
at all because I'm communicating with somebody telling me, thank you for your purchase. I make my bank cancel the authorization. They send another authorization on my hold again, on my bank account, on hold right now waiting to get cleared, which I'm going to call back my bank again today and cancel that also.
What date were you billed?
We're going round and round in circles, and I'm using my blood pressure.
Okay, so Miss Day, if we're looking for you, you have to breathe, get some nice calm, you know.
Okay, well you asked. I just told you 2 seconds ago. It's on authorization hold.
No, I said
and
what
I had
date?
My bank canceled.
What date?
And yesterday.
Was it,
this
was
morning
it
again? This morning.
It was billed this morning?
It's on authorization hold for a payment. It's not billed as yet. If you want to know
right,
what data
no,
transaction
saying, when,
went
when
through,
you were charged, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go back to the first email.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Too early in the morning for this. I don't mean to take it out on you, but you're the only one representing this company right now, and I'm really pissed off about this whole mess.
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. I do understand, sincerely. Yeah.
It's a company called NY Tech Company, NY Tech CO.
When were you charged?
This email was 24th of December.
Okay, thank you.
There's an order number. Would that help you too? Do you want to write down the order number?
No, thank you. Well, actually, let's look at that still. Sure. Yeah, we don't have, so the people are, dealing with your credit card and they don't have you billed here with this company.
What is the name of your company?
Well, so we are the third-party call center, and we deal with over 200 companies. And when they charge you and you call, we then fix, we deal with the calls. Then we represent that company.
What's the name of this particular company? Can you tell me? Bring it down to one person, one company?
I have customer support.
I have customer support at prizewinnersclub.com. And then I have the company who is charging me, NY Tech CO, which is company, NY Tech Company.
A lot of times those names are merchant IDs. They're not the bank, the name of the company. They're just bank to bank talk. May I have that order number, please?
C like cat, B like boy, 38414, C like cat, 02. Again,
C, B
like boy, 38414, C like cat, 02.
Okay, thank you so much. So the company is willing to help, but we are back at Ms. Day that you need to call the customer support phone number for your bank.
Okay, that's the only customer support number I have.
For your bank.
Okay. Right now, my bank says they can release the authorization hold, which they did, and the company put a hold on the authorization again. My bank says if the purchase goes through, then I have to dispute the charges, which I told my bank, I'm trying to not let it go to a charge just to release the authorization, which they did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be reimbursed for my shipping charges as well as this charge before anything is shipped out to me, because I will cancel the charges and I will keep the item.
Understood, ma'am. So you will need to call your bank or call customer support. It's provided next to the charge, that phone number, because you're speaking with the wrong company, I believe, Ms. Day.
You said you were reaching out to somebody. What did they tell you?
The same thing I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Yeah, we've gone over all of us looking at your information, and there's no hint of you in our database. So
wow.
There on the statement, you get to see the phone number next to the charge. That's the phone
okay.
number you want to call. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So when you call, you call the bank, you get that rep to work on your behalf. And confirm
yeah.
the phone number. Yeah, confirm the phone number. Okay? And I'm hoping you find this information, okay?
Until then, you're the only customer service number I have for these people, other than the email that they're responding to me, thanking me for the purchase.
Yeah, yeah.
I sent them two emails already telling them I was under the impression that I'm winning a prize and paying for the shipping and handling. They're responding by thanking me for the purchase. So somebody's communicating with me.
Yes. But thus far for this company, it's not. It's not for this account. So get to that bank teller and figure out the...
All right, thank you. Let me try to call my bank now and see what's going on.
Yes, Ms. Day. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day, Matt.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.